Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for some basketball. Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull, NBC Sports analyst, and I know you were watching last night. Danny just sent in a text, Will, and he said Kareem didn't look like he enjoyed any of it. What was your take on that?
Well, I don't think you're 100% happy for the other individual when they break your record. Specifically, in this case, the scoring record, which we all felt, and when I say we, almost everybody that played felt like that was a number that would never be touched. And the fact that actually LeBron passed that number last night, and he's going to continue to keep going, now you start to ask yourself, who in the heck is actually going to beat LeBron's record once he gets done? Because I think he's going to plan on playing another 2 or 3 years.
And, Will, for as much as the scoring can be up and guys put up huge numbers in the scoring department, it's the longevity of LeBron and the fact, obviously, that he can get buckets in so many different ways. I mean, obviously, Kareem had his style, which was, you know, near the hoop and all of that, but LeBron was hitting threes. He can get to the rim and all of that. How long do you think it'll be before anybody does break the record again, if it gets broken?
It may be never, because – listen, I kind of chuckled when you said that. I did watch the game last night. He normally doesn't hit threes like that. He's not the best three-point shooter, all right? And you may have somebody that, you know, like a Steph Curry, maybe, could possibly come close. But a perfect example is, you know, he gets 16 points in that third quarter and breaks the record. I think it's more about the longevity and the fact of how he takes care of himself and how much he loves the game, and how little, I mean, it's different now as he's gotten older, he's 40, but how few games he missed early on in his career. You know, he, until recently, didn't really believe in load management and resting and all that stuff. I think it's just because of his ability to score in so many ways is a very specific skill. There's a lot of great scorers out there, but not many now, in the past or in the future, that'll be able to score in so many ways.
This audience that's taking the time to text, they're all about Kareem. they just think that his feet was harder, that he played at a tougher time.
Well, there's a lot of people that say that because defenses were different. But, you know, Kendall and I have this discussion all the time at NBC Sports Chicago. And the one thing I will agree with, especially being a big, and I got to play against Kareem at the end of his career, he had the one shot that was almost indefensible in the sense that you knew exactly what he was going to do, Lisa, but there was really not much you could do about it except for pray and hope that maybe he missed or was having a bad night. The sky hook was just something, and to tell you how difficult it was, how many people do you actually see shooting the sky hook now? I mean, to my knowledge, zero.
Right.
Will, we are under 24 hours until the NBA trade deadline. Most forecasting the Bulls aren't going to do a whole lot. DeMar, Zach, doesn't sound like they have a lot of interest in dealing those guys. What are you expecting by the trade deadline tomorrow for the Bulls?
Well, first of all, I don't see any of the big three, Zach, DeMar, or Vooch, being traded. And if they do make some trades, it's going to be, I don't know what the best way to classify it. Is it minor? But trades that they feel like can help this current team. And two of the areas where we continue to talk about is perimeter shooting and rim protection. And to me, it seems like the most feasible guy that they could trade in order to get immediate help would be Andre Drummond. I know a lot of teams have inquired about Caruso, but I don't think the Bulls are going to trade Caruso unless they get 2 first-round picks. And that's more about what they would do for future improvements, not current and immediate improvements.
We're 54 games into the season, Will, and we're all just kind of waiting for the Bulls to go on a run. They had a chance to get back to 500. They lose last night. Do you have any faith that they can, you know, move up in the standings and really put some lengthy winning streaks together here? Because it just can't. Every time they get close to a four-game winning streak, they lose by double digits.
Well, Kev, when I look at their schedule, you know, I think in reality, probably not. I mean, I think that however well they play, and even if they finally get to that four-game winning streak, which they haven't done since basically this time last year, this calendar year, I think that the teams above them, meaning, and when I say above them, I don't mean, you know, 7, 8, 9. I mean 1 through 6. I don't think those six teams are going anywhere, quite honestly. I forgot.
Did you just do
in there? Maybe the Nets because of Kevin Durant. But that leaves four teams fighting for that one spot. I think the Bulls are going to probably finish somewhere between 7 and 10.
Not good. There's a kid that was on our show just because he's a great fisherman and he caught a big fish, and I follow him on Twitter now. And last night he said, Vooch doing Vooch things, still waiting on our max player to do max things in the fourth quarter. It's just not happening. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, Lisa, I think what players forget, you know, and I know Zach said there's no pressure, but underneath the layers, he knows what the pressure is. He knows what comes with signing the max contract. And that's been the biggest issue with this roster as it is, you know, Billy talks about how great this team gets along off the floor, but just the chemistry on the floor. You know, I think their record, it is what it is. They're below 500. They can't get above 500 for certain reasons. And I think that, you know, they're going to have to, I don't think they're going to make any significant changes by tomorrow, but I think that there's going to be some changes in the next in this upcoming off season. After, you know, I think they'll make the playoffs. They'll be in a play-in game. Whether they get into the top six and, you know, and qualify through the play-in game, it's hard to say, because once you lose, you're done.
Mm-hmm. All right, Will, thanks for joining us. We appreciate
Lisa,
it.
I do have a question for you.
You're
going to speak for the female population here on this question. It's a general question, but, you know, we got Valentine's next week, and I'm still trying to figure out. I got a couple things up my sleeve, but I would ask you, would you prefer to have a meal cooked for you at home, or would you prefer to go out to dinner?
A meal at home with a fantastic bottle of wine.
Okay, since he brought it up, can I tell my Will Perdue story?
Sure.
So, Will, of course, you won't remember this, but when my kids were like 2 and 3, we were at the Dominick's right there in Bannockburn, where I'd see you from time to time. And
that's where I used to shop,
right,
on Waukegan Road.
Right. And so we were right behind you in the checkout line, and it was Christmas Eve day, and my kids were just going bonkers. They were so excited about Christmas and Santa Claus coming. You saw them, and you bought them each little candy bar. And it just was the sweetest thing to do for some kids on Christmas Eve. I'll never forget that.
See?
Well, thank you. I thought you were going to tell me they got cavities because of the candy bar.
Well, they've lost their teeth since then, but it's fine.
Will Perdue, it's Hoops Talk, brought to you by Calamos Investments.